and welcome to the Game Table Podcast. My name is Jared, and I'll be your host for this episode. We are continuing our celebration of Bezier's Year of the Card Game this week, as we look at several of the card games from their catalog. Today, we'll be looking at a late 2023 release, Scram, designed by Ted Alsbach, and artwork created by Agus Muquith. I do need to take a moment to note that we did receive a review copy for this game. Thank you so much to Bezier for their support. I do want to assure you, the listeners, that the opinions stated in this episode are my own, and it is my honest opinion. Scram is a 4 or 6 player team-based management memory deduction card game where teams work together to try and clear out their campsites of all critters. Whoever can clear out the most critters the fastest will be declared the winners. Is this game a hidden gem? Or is it pretty obvious what this game is? Find out as we discuss. All right, future Jared, well, we're going to jump right into the how to play. So I know you just wrapped up the intro music. Let's jump right into the how to play background ambiance. As I said in the intro, Scram is a team-based game. This game is played in teams of two, either a 4-player game where it's 2v2 or a 6-player game where it's 2v2v2. There are rules for a 1v2 game to make it a 3-player game, and I'll probably go over those at the end, but for the most part, we are going to focus on the team game. Each team will share a campsite, but each player on those teams will have a set of critter cards that they are trying to get to move along. The team that ends the game with the least amount of points wins. At the beginning of each round, each player will have a row of 5 cards. 2 are face up and 3 are face down. The rest of the cards are in a stack in the center of the group. On your turn, you can choose to draw the top card of the deck or the top card of the discard pile. If you draw from the top of the deck, you look at that card privately. Each card will have some really cute camp animal artwork, a value of 1 through 13, or it will have a very valuable equal sign value if you draw a campsite. Additionally, all cards with a value of 5 to 13 will have an ability. A card with an equal sign value matches the value of your lowest card when you're scoring and can match any of your cards when you're exchanging. That'll make sense here in a minute. Once you've drawn the card, you have a choice. Your first option is to replace the card with one of the cards that you have in front of you. If you exchange a card that is already face up, you place the new card face up. If the card you're exchanging is face down, then your new card stays face down. You now have potentially more information about your hand. The other cool thing about exchanging cards is you could exchange out multiple cards for just the one new card. When exchanging, you declare which cards you are turning in. These cards can be in front of you, and they can be in front of your teammate. The only caveat is they must be the same value. So, if I have a face up and a face down 6 in front of me, and I know my partner Anna has a 6 in front of her, I can declare all 3 sixes to be turned in. I can even declare face down cards on my partner's row. The risk is that if I'm wrong, not only am I taking the new card I already drew, I'm getting additional cards as well, and the cards I declared, they stay too. It's pretty rough. The other option with your drawn card is that you could decide you either just don't want the card or you could use the ability on the card. Either way, you would discard the card to the top of the discard pile, and then if you want to, you do the ability on the card. These abilities will allow you to do things like look at a card, exchange cards, flip cards over, discard cards, or maybe you get the blessed 13, the skunk. If you are so lucky as to draw this card, you may use its ability to place it in front of another player in their row, giving that player an additional 13 points to worry about getting rid of. If you decide to draw from the discard pile instead of the draw deck, you take the top card from the discard pile and exchange it, just like you would if you exchanged a card from the top of the deck. And again, you can exchange multiple cards if you so choose. You cannot use card abilities when drawing from the discard pile at all. The only way to use your abilities is to draw from the deck, then put in the discard pile. The round ends in one of two ways. If the main deck runs out of cards, or if someone calls Scram. If someone calls Scram, each other player gets one more turn to try and get rid of as much as they can. Then the round ends. If the player that called Scram is on the team that had the lower amount of points that round, that team scores zero for the round. But if you aren't lower, you add 10 to your total for the round. And keep in mind, a player can only call Scram if they have two or less cards in front of them. The way you determine your team's value for the round, or your score, is by adding up the individual values of each card that's still in front of you, and then adding it with your teammates. Play resets and handles pretty much the same thing from round to round. At the end of four rounds, the team with the lowest score wins. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Let's head back over to the table, and I will discuss. All right, so in my last episode, I talked about how much a sucker I am for games with gimmicks. Another thing I'm a sucker for, team games. We don't have nearly enough team games in the board gaming hobby. I love a good team game. I'm a really competitive person. I love working with another player to beat another team. I grew up playing sports, very used to this concept. So when I found out about this game and I found out it was a team game, I was excited because I don't know. It's something about those games, and it doesn't matter how heavy or how light it is. I get excited about those, and I'm always interested in trying out new team games. And I will say just right off the bat, it's an interesting dynamic because you do have to primarily take care of your own stuff, even when you're exchanging. You can't really just decide to clear out your teammate's stuff. Like, you've got to have at least one card from your side that's being exchanged before you can add in anything from your teammate. But the decision making that involves your teammate, it's just so cool. I know I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit here, but tying into this thought, you'll notice this sounded very similar to one of the games that Ian reviewed this week, Silver. It is very similar to Silver. Obviously, Silver has received a lot more support through expansions, and so there's a lot more going on with Silver once you add in the expansions. But as far as the base game goes, they are very much in the same ballpark. This is just like the team cute version of Silver. So I thought Silver was fine, and when I found out this was very much in the same wheelhouse, I was a little skeptical at first, but again, I like the way that the team aspect changes your decisions at times, and it causes you to think about, okay, what can I combo together with what I've got going on to make sure that on my teammate's turn, they're in a good position to succeed so that we can get out of this round with a lower score. And so I really enjoy that. If you like a good team game, this one is light and quick, as I'm going to go over, but I think it's definitely one to add to the library just because there's, like I said a minute ago, there's not a whole lot of them, and there is some cool team aspects at play in this card game. Another thing that I would like to note, this game has a scoring app, and at first I kind of chuckled. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This game is light. It is a light game, and that's okay. Not a big deal, but I wasn't really sure why it needed an app, but then I started using it, and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. I like the app a lot. So it does a few things for you. It makes it to where you can add each player into the app when you're playing. It's not like a permanent thing, just a this is who's playing kind of thing. And then it will track. You can tell it when someone has called Scram. You can input each person's individual points and it will do the math for you. It'll keep up with what round you're on. For a little app that's tied to a small card game, like I was really impressed. I was really happy with it. And so I would say that's an additional bonus for this little card game. The artwork is fantastically cute. I think about those animated movies that involve various critters, whether they're trying to invade the backyard or retrieve something or they've got some kind of mischievous scheme going on. The artwork very much falls in line with that same vibe. And I think it's super cute. And it's got a fun little gimmick going on as far as trying to run these critters off who are trying to screw with your campsite. So I really appreciate the art. It's simple. It's got a cute, elegant factor to it where it's not in the way. This system is very simple in and of itself, but there are a few things that can trip up new players, which I'll talk about in a minute. So I like that the art is cute. It's there, but it's not in the way. So I really appreciate that as well. Like I mentioned, the game is quick. It doesn't take very long. And on your turn, it's draw a card, decide what you want to do with it, move on. And then the next player gets to go. I love that. I think a game can be played in 15 or 20 minutes. And that's a great spot for what this game is. It doesn't overstay its welcome. And it's super fun in the time that you're playing it. And then you can either play again or move on to one of the other Bezier games that you have in your lineup. I mentioned a minute ago, fun decisions. So, you know, you can kind of start to see if I do this, then I can take care of X, Y, and Z cards. But then my opponent's going to get to do this. And so do I want to do that or do I want to take this other option where it's not as optimal for me, but I'm not giving them a juicy card either. And since you're playing, you go, your opponent goes, your teammate goes, your opponent goes. There's kind of this give and take of, man, I really like that ability, but if I play that ability, then my opponent can take the card that I'm about to discard, and then he's got a set that he can then get rid of, you know, these cards, and then he's got all that many less cards. Is that worth it to me? While it is just this simple try to keep up with what's in your hand, but you can't look at your hand game, there's decisions to be made. And it's the memory part, I think, for like if kids were playing, I think that would be a thing. But for the most part, the memory part of the game is very simple. And it's you're really keeping up with a few cards. But you can also look at other people's cards. You can really start to interact with the entire board depending on which ability that you're doing. And I really like that. Sometimes you can only look at certain things with abilities like that in games. But the fact that the whole game kind of opens up to you when you start using those abilities makes for some fun decisions. And I really appreciate that about this game. One thing I will mention that I'm not as keen on with this game, and it's really the system. And I mean, it is what it is. And I think for the most part, what ends up happening is it feels complicated, even though it's not. And so it kind of trips up new players because they start overthinking it. So I don't even know that this is like a critique so much as a beware of this if you're showing like brand new players. One of the games that we played, we had a couple people at the table that don't play games nearly as much as most hobby gamers would. And it was actually a really good test because it meant that I could kind of see how this worked for non-gamers. And for the most part, they agreed that it had kind of a simple concept, but there were a few things that kind of are awkward and kind of trip you up a little bit. The main thing is like you look at this card when you draw it, right? And it's supposed to be private. In a lot of card games, when you play it, you reveal what you're playing. But in this game, there are moments where you're exchanging the card and that card that you're exchanging is already face down. So you got to put the new card face down. And that tripped up one of our new players just over and over again. And again, it's just one of those things where you kind of developed a habit of doing it one way and you got to kind of restructure your brain a little bit. But there's a few small things like that where it kind of feels a little bit awkward. But as long as you can kind of move past that, I think you're going to really enjoy it. The other thing that's kind of interesting is that there's just not a lot to this game. You draw, you pick, you discard, and you move on. And then you're trying to get the least amount of points. But it's so much fun. I can't really describe it. Like, I get really into it whenever I play. I am always trying to come up with, like, I'm engaged. I want to find the cool combo to get rid of these cards. And I always feel like I'm in a race. And I don't ever just take it for granted and kind of sit back, bored or anything like that. Like, I really enjoy playing it. And so for me, like, I'm surprised at how much fun is in this little bitty box. The three-player rules are interesting. I'm glad they added it because it's sometimes it is hard to get four or six, and you might want to be able to play this game or show it to somebody new. So in a three-player game, you're essentially playing a 1v2 game, and you give the one player extra cards, and they play between the other players. So like team A, player one goes, team B, which is the individual, goes, team A, player two, then back to the solo player again, and you kind of keep bouncing back and forth that way. But for the most part, outside of that, it pretty much plays the same way. I'm glad they added that. There are times where I only have three at the table that night, and this is a quick 15 to 20 minute game, especially at three. And so I do like that aspect. But for me, again, this game is really about the draw of the team game. I don't know that I have a whole lot else that I want to say about it. There's just not a lot there. But I do want to say, as I wrap this up, one, this is better than Silver, in my humble opinion. If this game had as much support as Silver does, definitely. But I get it. Silver's kind of got the right theme to add on to it. And obviously, it's popular amongst a lot of people because they keep making more of it. So I'm not going to argue that. I just wish there was more support for Scram, but it's all good. No worries. And I will say that I highly endorse picking this one up. I think that it's a lot of fun. It's very cheap. I think right now I saw that it's like $8. And the fact that you can go on Amazon or somewhere like that and grab it for $8, I think that's a heck of a buy for what you're getting in this box. And I think it's one of those hidden gems that it's not going to blow you away, but you're going to play it and you're going to say, oh man, I want to do that again. So I think it's really great. For a card game, I'm going to say like a 7.75. Like, I think that the score is really high. There's not a lot there, but the fact that you keep me engaged and you make it, it keeps bringing me back, like, and the fact that I can play with my kids. This game's super simple, easy to teach to my kids and let them play. I think the skill level is a little bit, there's not a lot of differentiation because of the fact that you're kind of just trying to remember cards and figure out how to get rid of them. Obviously, the memory aspect is something that an adult is going to have an advantage over a kid. But if you're bringing new people to the table, especially something like that, this is an easy introduction and kind of lets them get their feet wet and get the night started. With that said, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. We will have one more card game that I'm going to release tomorrow. And that'll be the end of our Bezier week of celebration. For today's game, and for more information about the Game Table Podcast, check out our show notes. Until next time, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.